And now, for a moment of clarity.
You know, unfortunately, I deflated the balloon last night at our victory party here at the DNC. I said, look, guess what, folks? Celebrate tonight because tomorrow is the first day of the next election. And that's true. We're not taking any time off. We've already been at it, hard at work, ready for November of next year and November of 2028.
They didn't appreciate it when I told them that either, Chairman, back in 2009. They were like, but can we at least get some coffee? I'm like, no coffee, because I need you fresh and not jittery. And on that point about the jitters, because there are jitters out there, you look at the extent of the wind, sir, between Virginia, from Virginia to New York, and you already have a number of Republicans last night laying down the mantle that the election of Mr. Mamdani in New York is a sign that the Democrats are now a communist party. And it sort of, you know, starts that whole rhetoric of he is the face of the Democratic Party. My take was, and I'm curious how you see it, sir, that what it showed me, if I'm a Republican, that I need to be concerned about, especially if I'm running the RNC and just got my behind handed to me the way it was handed, that from New Jersey, from Virginia, a very conservative blue state, all right, to New York City, a very progressive city, that you had this array of voices that probably a little bit more reflective of everyday workaday Americans than Republicans claim themselves to be. And so when you have the president of the United States having gilded parties in Mar-a-Lago and dismantling historic buildings like, oh, I don't know, the White House, a symbol of the very hard work of the men and women that make this country work. Oh, and then cutting off access to programs that those self-same individuals need for their families and themselves. The Democrats may have set in place a kind of messaging opportunity visually through the work and the words of Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey and a Spamberger in Virginia. And yes, a Mamdani in a city like New York.
Well, there's no doubt about it, right? And the through line between all three of them, despite how different they all are, right, in terms of their political ideology and the different areas they represent, is that they, all three of them, focused on affordability.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weeknight, Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on MSNBC.